Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here. I just want to give a quick shout out to K-Shop in Las Vegas and Extreme Sports in Omaha, Nebraska. Shane Will, welcome to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, today I got a great one for you guys. I'm bringing on a special guest who I've had on before, Jake Dobbs. Now, Jake Dobbs cultivates a community of winners, irrational optimists, that he would call it. And me and Jake Dobbs recently went on a trip to Spain and Morocco where we were with 25 other like-minded individuals where we all just connected, had a good time, and made a lifetime of memories. I want to share the trip more in depth with him. I talked about it last week with Marty Terrell, but this week I want to dive deeper into how he's cultivating this community of irrational optimism, what the future is for it, and key takeaways that we had on this trip. I mean, there were so many that I'm a live with for the rest of my life. The takeaways, the knowledge I've learned from different people from different walks of life. I mean, it was quite incredible what we accomplished in 10 days. First 5 days, we were in Madrid with a group of 10 people where in those small groups, it's very easy to create lifetime connections with those people, especially when you're making and doing things that you're going to remember for the rest of your life. Like we went to, for me, my very first soccer game ever, Atletico versus Real Madrid. And that was a crazy experience. Now I know I'm the health and wellness show on here, but I think a lot of the guys on the Sports Byline talking about sports might be a little bit jealous of that. And we're also going to be talking about our trip to Morocco where we rode camels, horses. Now, we went on a 9-hour horseback ride, and the resilience I learned from that is going to stick with me for a while. That 9 hours on a horse doesn't feel too good 5 hours later when you're trying to sit down. And then we went to the sea, and we had a lot of fun. So we're going to be talking about that for the next 50 minutes, and we'll be right back after these on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So
call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hey everyone, my name is DJ with Limitless Sports Fix. If you guys love sports betting, love winning, and you want me to help you make your bank account great again, listen, you got the right guy. I've been on an absolute tear for my clients, winning in NBA, Major League Baseball, college football, NFL, and even WNBA. I want you guys to go follow my link right now at Limitless Sports Fix on Instagram. Click that link above, get signed up on our Telegram, and get my picks today, and then follow me on my weekly podcast at winners_only_podcast. Let's go!
Welcome back. Now that you're buckled in, I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing you the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Today, I have my amazing guest, Jake Dobbs, a close friend of mine, and especially closer after the amazing trip we just went on. We're going to be touching up on Spain, Morocco, future of irrational optimism, and tips that you guys can implement today to make your lives a little bit better. Jake Dobbs, how are you doing all the way under in the land of Australia?
Dude, I'm doing so great. Thank you so much for having me back on. It's such a pleasure to talk to you about everything because I know we had a really special time and I can't wait to share it. It's currently 8:12 a.m. the following day for those in the United States, and I'm excited to be here. How are you, man?
I'm amazing, man. You have a little bit of a bender last night?
Yep, I had a little bit of a party last night, so I woke up, ready to go, a little bit loose, and happy to be here. The Aussies—they know how to party, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's looking like. I'm seeing your Instagram stories. I'm a little bit jealous.
I wish you were here, brother. I think you would really, really like it. The unique thing about it is that where I am specifically feels like if Hawaii and Southern California got married and had a baby that was just like the best parts of both of those cities or in our state. So it's a really unique experience.
Man, yeah, I got to check it out. Australia and Japan are next up. And we got to do that for IO next as well.
Dude, I think an IO trip to Japan would be super special. It's something that we've been talking about for a while right now, but I think the best way for us to do retreats is always go to a location with someone who's from there, right? Because we always want to strive to have the most unique experience for everybody that joins us. But also on top of that, we get to see a unique side of every city or country that we visit to if it's with someone that's from there. You know what I mean?
100%. We're going to jump into the culture of Morocco. I know he's a little Enon, and I don't know if I can use his name or not, but Ego, he's lived there his whole life, and he really just cultivated a great 5 days for the 25 people on that trip, which is insane to think about how everything was just planned out perfectly. I mean, I see no flaws in it.
Dude, I'm so glad you had a great time, and I feel the same way too, because I wasn't really there to make the itinerary. When we first planned to make the retreat, it's like, hey, don't worry about any of that stuff, I'll make it happen. I hadn't even met him yet, so if we're gonna talk about like real irrational optimism and believing that there are no strangers. I hadn't even met him yet, and I barely even knew. I didn't even know his first name or saw what his face looked like. And we planned it, and it turned out to be so amazing. But on top of that, it's really the aspect of going to another country and someone taking a lot of pride in welcoming other people into their home. And, you know, him and Batter took it very, very seriously. And so it was just so beautiful to be a part of something like that on my end as well.
Yeah, I think it honestly was meant to be that Ego grew up next to a guy who puts on trips for visitors as well. I think that was just perfect.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I want to dive into this and start, you know, talking about takeaways from this trip. But I want to ask you, how big of a movement was this for IO to cultivate a group of 25 people where you couldn't say anything bad about anybody? And I'm not even just saying this for the show or anything. There literally was nothing. Like, it's hard to bring 25 people together like that and make sure they're all, you know, checked out and good to go.
Same page. Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about. So the unique thing about our retreats, and specifically Morocco, is that it takes a very unique person to want to go on something like that. And so that in itself is a vetting process. You know, and it's huge kudos to you as well, right? You're going to want to go over to Morocco, a country that maybe not many people visit or have on their bucket list. And then after that, go there basically alone with a bunch of people you have no idea who they are, who you've only talked to over Telegram and been on a call for, you know, 15, 20 minutes a couple times. And then go over there and leave with family members. It really has to do with everybody that joined and the aspect of, you know, that adventurous spirit, you know?
Yeah, and I know I can – it definitely vouches for the fact that why traveling is so important. And I know our version of it was a little bit different because we went with 25 people. And who knew you could become great friends with 25 people in 5 days? I mean, that could take like a year to meet 25 good people who are you're going to be close with for potentially the rest of your life. But for me,
that's actually a very fascinating perspective. I like that a lot.
I'm
super sorry to interrupt, but that's just such like a brilliant line of thinking. I haven't even thought of it like that. You know, it can take so long, but you know why I think there was so much magic in why everyone was able to leave, you know, basically crying and with, you know, 25 other brothers and sisters. I really think it's just the amount of so in group psychology, bonding happens when there's some sort of rigor in terms of like an academic rigor, like in school, for example, or like in sports teams when there's like physical exercise. I really think it had to do with how nonstop we were, and so it kind of forced everyone to you know, tribe up in a way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, I thought I was going to have a lot more time to sit down and rest and, you know, clean my clothes, but we were just on the move 24/7. You know, you're always buddied up for the most part with somebody you haven't talked to yet. And
exactly.
I can already tell how much that's rubbing off on me, especially with my social skills too, you know, like putting yourself in front of 25 people and getting to know every single, like, I can tell you where everybody lives, what everybody does for work, you know, and a lot of, you know, key details about them. And, you know, that's going to play off a whole lot in just normal life. I mean, people love when you know details about them. So, I mean, the transformation.
And like you said, I think it plays into our lives even after the treat in the sense of like, hey, I know how to connect with someone on a much faster basis, but not in the sense where I'm doing this for speed, but more so I can curate genuine relationships much quicker and let other people I know that I come in contact with that, you know, I'm not a threat. I'm here to make real connections. I'm here to help you. And, you know, hopefully you're here to help me as well. And so that just rubs off on our day-to-day life, you know?
Yeah. And I'm just thinking, because we keep talking about how great these people were. How do you become one of these great people? You know, how do you become likable? How do you become, you know, your authentic self where people can just connect with you super easily?
You know what it is? You're on fire with these questions, because I actually had this conversation last night. And what I think is, right, like in my humble opinion, I think the point of life is the pursuit of happiness, right? It's like, how consistently can we just have a good time or have fun? And I think that also boils down to, and personally, with our dreams and aspirations. Every single person out there has something that just fires him up, makes him excited, whether it's an outrageous goal or maybe it may seem like a little bit of a narrow goal, whatever that looks like. We have something that fires us up. So if we can create an environment where people can unapologetically be themselves, there's not going to be any friction because everybody's operating in their best self. And so I think that's what we had in Morocco. And so when it came time for people to just like connect, and even though that we have people from all different walks of life, different countries, different cultures, languages, all of that kind of stuff, we were all connected under the same like motive of life. And so that's why I think it, you know, that made it so easy for everyone to connect.
Yeah, everybody was so different, but as well, so much alike. Everyone did. I don't think there was one person there who did the same exact thing for the most part. And everyone really had a takeaway and learned a whole lot of information that, like I said, you probably wouldn't be able to learn in a year or meet these people that are such quality in a year.
Exactly.
But I want to move on to this trip. I want to, one thing I want to touch on and ask your perspective on is the 9-hour horsebacking trek we took into the middle of the desert. Not the middle of the desert, but pretty far to where there wasn't really much out there. What did that teach you about resilience?
Should I say that again?
I said, what did that teach you about resilience? Because I know for me that after the first 2 hours, I was like, man, I wish I could just get on a car.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because like on an outside perspective, a horseback trek, that sounds fun. But it was really like a quest instead of, you know, like a horse track or like a walk, because I think there was only one person, it was Ashley, who was very familiar with how to ride a horse. Everyone else didn't, which is fine, but there are muscles that we had been activating that I don't think anybody has ever really used in our entire lives. So by the end of it, we could barely walk, and then that also comes with the mental exhaustion of the constant pain of the trotting of the horse and all those sort of things. But there was an aspect to it, like you said, with the resilience. Like, you know, I'm not going to be the person that's going to get on the car here. I'm with all these people now that I consider family. You know, we're going to get through this together. And I think that's what everybody was feeling, regardless of how, you know, terrible we all felt.
Yeah, and it's also the thing of, you know, we'll be right back after these on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking to Jake Dobbs live on Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Who done it? Who stole my baby? Who done it? Everyone in the room looks shady. Who done it? Who stole my girl from me? Yeah.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking to Jake Dobbs about our recent trip to Spain and Morocco. And right before the break, we were just talking about our nine-hour horse trek to the desert. And there was one thing I wanted to touch up on with that is the resilience, right? Now, it was four hours there and 4 hours back. So it wasn't 9 hours one way and 9 hours one way. I don't want to make it seem like that. But I think that a takeaway that I had from that is, you know, a support system in some way to keep you going. In terms of, like, I kind of relate that back to, you know, this is my gym bro mindset, but, you know, lifting with somebody, right? You see them put up the same weight and you're like, all right, I got to do that too. Or I got to, you know, do better. Or, you know, you're doing football and you're doing sprints and stuff and you're like, okay, I got to keep going because they're going, you know? So it just reminds me of the importance of that.
Yeah, dude. And you know what else I think was a really good contributing factor to the morale of everything? With a guide. I know towards the end, things got a little hectic with, you know, losing a horse and all that kind of stuff. But the guide did such a great time making sure everybody was safe and knowing how to ride and was doing okay and also kind of kept the trek moving forward.
Yeah, I love the you know, the people who are guiding us on the horse, their optimism with putting a 120-pound woman on a probably the biggest horse there. You know, that's a rational optimism right there if I've seen it.
She was a fantastic rider as well, man. She made us all look pretty bad, didn't she?
No, that's a memory I'm gonna have forever. I'm glad I got to, you know, sadly but happily witness the horse running off like that.
That was crazy, man. And what about the camels? What were your thoughts on the camels? That was a pretty unique experience as well.
The cam, I did not there's just no words for the view that we had. I mean the sun was setting, it was beautiful out, and I was in the very front, so my whole view was just the beach and the sun, and that's never gonna be a view I'm ever gonna forget. Like, it almost felt surreal in the moment that I was witnessing what I was witnessing. And like, I'm not even trying to over-exaggerate it, but it was just – it was really crazy. And I felt like it really immersed us in the culture of being on a camel in the Sahara Desert, you know. I don't know. What's your takeaway from that?
Well, I mean, what I found so interesting as well when we were coastal was how many horses and camels were on the beach. You know, it's like I've been to a lot of beaches in my life, and that was the only place in the world that you can surf or, you know, ride camels on sunset or watch, you know, look at the horses and camels when you're surfing. It was fascinating. Like you said, it was a great way to immerse ourselves into the culture.
Yeah. And speaking on culture too, I want to take it to Spain really quick. And Morocco as well. One thing that I noticed that's a really big difference between the States and countries with authenticity, I guess you could say, is their buildings. Their buildings have culture and art to them. Buildings here in the United States, they're all just glass panes. Like I'm looking out right now, and every building that I'm looking at that's kind of tall is just all glass. There's no artsiness to it, you know?
Yeah, and that's a great point because we've lost that architecture in the United States for some reason. I don't know why, and I think it's a really lame thing because life is supposed to be beautiful, right? It's all about art. And me personally, I don't think art is subjective. I think like you can look at a beautiful building in Spain or Morocco that is gorgeous. And you know, the United States used to have that. I don't know what happened. Whether it was just like, hey, let's go for what's the word I'm trying to get here for? Simplicity or modernism or you know any of that kind of stuff. I don't think is pretty at all. And so, like you said, whenever we're in Spain or out of the country, they take a lot of pride in their architecture or even in themselves, right? And I don't know if you notice in Spain, but nobody leaves the house unless they're fully dressed. You know, stuff like that. I really admire about other cultures, and I think it's something that we can adopt ourselves in the United States.
Yeah, I totally noticed that as well. I feel like I got style takeaways leaving Spain. Everyone, especially the kids too. I mean, they all had some, I guess, quote unquote, some form of drip, or you know, an interesting way of dressing. And you come to America, and I mean, I don't think there's really anything wrong with it, but people will go out in PJs and, you know, a tank top and stuff. Yep. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just kind of the cultural difference is just, you know, night and day almost.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was something I'm glad you saw that as well. That was the first thing I noticed when I went to Spain for my first time is how presentable everybody was. And I think that's a good way, right? Because like you should always, whenever you leave the house, you should always look your absolute best. No matter where you are, you never know who you're going to meet. You never know if you might find your husband or your wife out there, so you always want to look your best, right? And so there's actually a great line. The actor's name is Rami Malek. He was in Mr. Robot, and his thing is he always wears suits, and his line is, I look sharp regardless of the occasion. And that's always kind of stuck with me, and I love that mindset.
Yeah, I that's something I need to do better on as well is you know, dressing to impress more often than just, you know, going outside the house and sportswear. I mean, I feel like it's also just kind of a staple point of, you know, your character and, you know, what you represent as well.
Well, dude, it's like the gym, right? It's one of the very few things left in our world where you can't really lie about your physical progress. You know, if you look at someone who's in good shape, who takes care of themselves, it's like a resume. And it's the same thing with how you dress when you leave the house. It's a reflection of how you view yourself. So if you're taking care of yourself, you're working out, you're eating well, and also when you leave the house, you dress well, people are going to think like, hey, this person's a serious person. They take care of themselves. This is someone that I want to be around. You know, it's like it kind of inadvertently makes yourself magnetic.
Yeah, I want to ask you as well, what was your first impression on Marrakesh and Astoria? Did anything in the culture or environment surprise you? I mean, when we were going there, and I didn't even look up any pictures really of what Morocco looked like beforehand. I kind of just wanted to be a full-on surprise. We were flying over, and all you saw was just straight desert. And their buildings are very nice. I think there's a lot of culture to their buildings as well. But once you got to like Astoria or like I guess in Marrakesh, it's a whole different like place, and it's almost like Morocco is like the United States. There's way different landscapes everywhere, and especially that one video that Ego showed us as well of mountains, the oceans, the different deserts, the nightlife there. I mean, I could see myself living there for like maybe like a month at a time.
Yeah, dude, exactly. Same here. You know what? You know what I found the most fascinating thing in terms of Marrakesh was the Riyadh. And so for those that are listening, there are these beautiful houses. They're called Riyadhs. And the way that they're designed is that, you know, we're in Morocco, right? It's Northern Africa. It gets pretty hot out there. But the way that they're designed architecturally is for airflow. So even if it's boiling hot outside, there's ventilation inside the house and how it was built, and it's built with such beauty and elegance that it was like, I just felt good being in there, whether like when I was going to bed or just hanging out with everybody up top, hanging out after we went to the Medina and talking and having some drinks. You know, it was the architecture, like we were just talking about, which is just like so special.
Yeah, do you know if the Medina is specific to Morocco, or do they have that in other countries? I know you traveled a lot more than me.
So yeah, so the Medinas are like markets, and you know, although a bunch of different countries have their own aspect of a market or like a bazaar is another word for it. I think Medina is just unique specifically to Morocco.
Yeah, you could get lost in the Medina. And everything that they were selling was quite fascinating. I bought myself a few clay, I think is what it is, or some pottery and a few other things from the Medina, as well as a nice, what would you call it, Jake? You're there. What would you call the jacket I got?
Oh, wow, that was beautiful. I mean, it was handmade. It was a one-of-one piece. All 100% cotton with the most beautiful colors. There's no weird chemicals with the clothing that was made there. So it's authentic. It's real. It's just like pieces of clothing like that tell a story.
And it fits well with a lot of pieces. But yeah, the Medina, it is a experience you have to go see yourself. We were right there as well in Essoria, where they filmed Game of Thrones, I believe, Outer Banks, and John Wick. But excited to talk to Jake Dobbs. We'll be right back after these on Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. See you soon.
Fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. This moment together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America, premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems.
My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Thank you for staying buckled in with me. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you're just tuning in now, we're talking here with Jake Dobbs on our trip to Spain and Morocco. And on this last segment, I want to talk about irrational optimism and give some value to you guys on how to be a little bit more irrationally optimistic in your life. But one thing I do want to share really quick about the trip and ask your opinion on it as well, Jake, is what was the Atletico versus Real Madrid game like? I mean, I believe that was your first game as well. And it was just crazy.
Oh, my goodness. You know, the craziest thing, right? I mean, we want to talk about synchronicities and how perfect this trip went. The day, I think, before we left to Morocco, pretty much Spain's like one of the world's biggest soccer games, or football, if you want to call it football. You know, we can say culture. Football game was going on. It was Real Madrid versus Atletico, and it was insanity. Basically, the entire city shut down because everyone had their eyes on this game. And the reason why it was such a big deal is because this is a long-lasting rivalry, and usually Real Madrid just kind of wins. But this time, Atletico put up a huge fight, and then in overtime, it was like past the 90-minute mark, and they're going extra time. Atletico scored to tie it, and it was the craziest thing ever. And even before that, the fans were so riled up that they were throwing trash at the opposing team's goalie, Real Madrid's goalie, and they had to delay the game, you know, an extra 20 minutes because the fans were just too rowdy. They almost even canceled the game, and that would have been even crazier.
Yeah, that was an amazing game. Hopefully that game doesn't ruin my experience for other soccer games as well. You know, it's like watching, your first great show, and then all the other shows just don't follow up with it. But I want to dive into irrational optimism now. Curious, what can people expect from irrational optimism moving forward now? I mean, we just had I believe your first biggest trip, and we're looking to do a 50-person trip here in March. What is next?
Yep. So the biggest thing right now is that we had so many people message me and the other people from the team about wanting to go on that trip. So we quickly put together another incredible itinerary for the next retreat. It's actually going to be in February because Ramadan is in March. So that's going to be another huge one. And then on top of that, I'm finally moving back to San Diego, and we're going to be doing a ton of local events. We're going to be doing dinner parties. We have a beautiful clothing line that's going to be released. We're going to be throwing a pretty big concert here soon. We just, you know, our goal here is, like, how can we continuously create environments for people just to unapologetically be themselves and just have a great time and meet other like-minded people who are on the same wavelength as that. And so really we just want to continuously do events and just offer experiences for people who just, I feel like maybe needing those types of friendships and experiences in their life.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to make it out to San Diego now. It's a place I've been wanting to visit, so now I got a good excuse to go out there, and maybe I'll go skydiving with you. We'll see how I'm feeling that day.
Yeah, dude, it's funny you said that. I was just going to bring that up. Yeah, it would be amazing to have you out there. I think you would really, really love San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately in Madrid, we couldn't do it, unfortunately. But
I know.
So
yeah, for those that were sorry, what were you saying?
No, you're good.
I was going to say, yeah, for those that were listening, Blake and I were going to go skydiving when we were in Madrid, and we were all dressed and ready to go. We had our crew of people that were ready to skydive, and as we were about to get into the Uber, we found out that the drop zone was closed. They didn't even have a pilot for the day, and a couple of the other people that were going with us were already in the car on the way there, so we were all kind of bummed, but we'll make up for it in San Diego.
Yeah, I was one of the people 20 minutes into the drive contemplating how I'm going to get through this.
That's funny.
But in such a negative society nowadays, and I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm biased. I don't know too much about other, you know, countries as much, but I feel like the United States, for the most part, kind of cultivates negativity around it, especially in the news and, you know, just how society is now. What are some tips to, you know, kind of zone that out and stay irrationally optimistic in the midst of difficult situations?
You know, I think the number one thing is just like go outside, right? And turn the news off and turn, you know, get away from your phone in terms of social media and stop receiving all these inputs from other people's opinions or the news telling you that you're doing X, Y, and Z wrong all the time. Excuse me, it's not good for you. And so as soon as you go outside, here's the paradox. We're told like, oh, all this chaos is happening, all these shootings, all these things are happening on, and of course they are, unfortunately, and it is heartbreaking, but you go outside and you meet with people, say, wait a minute, like the world's not out to get me. Like this person just walking down the street is just enjoying their day, or I can talk to them and maybe, you know, maybe we can be friends and grab a coffee or something like that. And you go out and into real life and realize like the world isn't out to get you.
Yeah, especially to the point of you can just go up to anybody and talk to them. I was at the gym the other day, and some guy just came up to me, started talking about my tattoos, and, you know, added him on Instagram, recommended him to Irrational Optimism, of course, and we actually just had coffee this morning.
No,
I actually had coffee this morning.
Beautiful, bro.
Yeah, and it was a great conversation. Talked about God, talked about, you know, just, you know, the youth and, you know, everything that I guess is important nowadays. So, I mean,
that's so awesome, bro. I mean, yeah, like that's the irrational optimism spirit, right? There are no strangers out there. There's just brothers and sisters you haven't met yet. And you can go and have these experiences. You'll never know what they turn into. You know, you might go on another trip with someone, or business might happen, or friendship or something. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Something's out here in Australia. But yeah, that's incredible.
And I loved it. It was I'm glad, and that's something I need to take away too more in life is approach more random people. You know, I need to get that the bone that you have for that.
You know, it's a great characteristic trait to have because I think once like the hardest part is just going up and saying hi for some reason. You know, I think we live in a perpetual state of fear where, you know, the person's going to be dangerous or mean or I'm not comfortable with how I look, and there's all these projections going on. And then when you go up and meet up with them and then after you finish the conversation, you're like, wow, that wasn't hard at all. Like, that was great.
Yeah, and another thing I want to ask you as well is, are there any daily habits or routines that help you stay optimistic? I mean, I know the importance of cultivating habits and rituals that reinforce a positive outlook on life. What are those tips for you, and what are some simple ones for people to incorporate?
I think it's important we have our alone time, but for me, I draw a lot of strength and perspective from being around people more often than maybe others do. So if you're someone that might be a little bit of a homebody or kind of like to keep to yourself, I encourage you to break out of your shell and start being around your friends more often. And that, I think, is really going to put you into a better mood because, right, like the people in your life that are your friends are people that mean a lot to you because you guys, there's a lot of similarities and you guys relate to one another and you know, that makes you feel good. And so the more time you can spend around people and feel good, that's going to translate into other parts of your life. I would say it's kind of like a big, just easy tip that you can knock out, just kind of being more mindful about being around people that you love and or meeting, you know, strangers that can turn into good friends.
Yeah, and I feel like that kind of, you know, ties into labeling yourself as an introvert and an extrovert. What do you think of that? Do you think that's, you know, make-believe?
Yeah, you know what? Like, I really don't agree with it. You have such great questions today. I think humans are pack animals. We're social creatures. Humans operate best in the tribe. And if you want to go in terms of, like, quotes and stuff like that, you know, there's, like, the lone wolf, right? And that's, like, kind of a stigma. But, like, in all actuality, the king of wolves in a pack is one that dies first, you know?
Yeah, I relate to that because I used to think I was an introvert. Now, I definitely like to be inside and, you know, be more to myself. But I've definitely grown to like to be around people who, you know, they don't have to be like me, but people who I relate to on, you know, more of a connective level, I guess you could say. And I think it might just also boil down to who you're trying to be friends with and who your friends are, who your friends are. You know, because of course you're going to want to be an extrovert if you don't really like anybody around you, right? But if you like the people around you, you're going to want to be an extrovert and not an introvert.
Yeah, dude, well, exactly. And it's like, all right, how do I attract more people like that? I don't know if I'm extrovert, introvert. What these guys are talking about is so confusing. Like the best thing ever is, like, if you want to be like me, be yourself, right? And so it's like, stop receiving all these inputs being told on what I should be doing, what's right, what's wrong. Like, we have all those answers internally. We just got to listen to them. Once you listen to them, everything else is going to open up to you.
Do you have any tips or tricks for the people who want to start becoming an extrovert? I know you just said be yourself, but, like, how do you go up and approach that person or go connect with that person that you see at the coffee shop or at the grocery store or someone, you know, you like their tattoo or whatever?
So genuine compliments. So I think a great exercise is when you're out in public, just compliment people and expect nothing in return. Don't go and try to get that girl's number or the guy's number if you're a girl, you know, whatever that is. And don't try to look for any outcome. Just go out and compliment people for the sake of complimenting them. And that's going to start building so much confidence in your social skills because, you know, that the kind of scary part is saying something or being the first person to approach or going up to them. And then their guard's going to be put down when they realize that you don't want anything else from them. It's a great exercise to practice.
Yeah, you spark a great point with people being too transactional nowadays. You know, everybody wants something from somebody. No one can just have a genuine, you know, there's no transaction to it. I mean, the only transaction really is that you bring joy to the other person, the person brings joy to you. And I feel like that's something we need to start cultivating and teaching in today's society.
You know, I completely agree. I think so many people are in a take mindset, and the reality of it is that the more you give, the more that you're going to receive in return, and abundance starts becoming more apparent in your life.
Yeah, no, and I've definitely learned that. But what's the I know you travel a lot, so I know you got credibility with this. How much has traveling change your mindset towards your day-to-day life with, you know, gratitude? Maybe you, I know you've been to a few, I guess you could say poorer countries. What does that do to your gratitude towards how you're living now?
Well, the thing about traveling that makes it so special is that it's the greatest educator in today's world, in my opinion, because it expands your horizons and you get exposed to other ways of thinking and living and cultures and languages and food and experiences that you wouldn't be able to replicate at home unless you go to that specific place. And once you do that, it turns you into a more interesting person. So when you go to meet people, you have a lot of more relatability, you have stories to tell, and it's pushing you out of your comfort zone, you know, like how we talked about it in the beginning of this. And really, it's like, the only thing we could really ask for in our day-to-day lives is, like, are we growing? And the most fun and rewarding way of growth is travel.
And I 100% agree with that. I just experienced that in the past 2 weeks. Jake, where can they find you, and where can they find Irrational Optimism?
Yeah, everybody, please shoot me a follow on Instagram at Jake Youngblood, and that's YNGBLOOD, Irrational Optimist on Instagram. Exactly how it's spelled. We are on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're about to release our first YouTube video, and everyone is welcome. I encourage you to join us. It's completely free to join in, and we'll be waiting for you inside.
We love you, Jake. Thank you guys for tuning in to Live Better right here on Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuning in to Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We just had an amazing conversation with Jake Dobbs the past hour. Man, I love having Jake on. Every time I have him on, it's just great connection. I mean, it's hard to find people like that where you can just flow with conversation and connect on like another level that is just past surface level. You know, I hope you guys had a lot of good takeaways. I definitely recommend traveling outside of where you live if you haven't. I know for a fact that I've came out on the other end of this trip different, and I'm not trying to say that just on like, oh, I'm trying to be deep level. I really do mean that. I mean, you get to experience whole different cultures. You know, you're working your brain in ways that usually doesn't get worked. You know, putting yourself in new environments and, you know, making your brain work through them is also very healthy for you. You know, there's a lot of things you don't think you'd have to tackle going to another country and using your brain. But like, for example, the subways there or underground trains. I don't remember what they call them. But that was like 12th grade math and being in sixth grade. But other than that, it was an amazing trip. Madrid and Morocco, I recommend those as first time travelers. I would get a guide though for Morocco if you can. And had Jake Dobbs on, go follow him on Irrational Optimism, Jake Youngblood, YNGBOLOOD. And we'll be right back after these on Sports Byline Broadcast Network.